Abby told me that, was it your grandmother was a slave or your great-grandmother?
Oh, yeah. Well, my grandmother was a slave. My grandfather was a slave. And, see, my grandmother was still living until 1920.
Uh-huh.
And she, but, and you know, my great-grandfather was a soldier in Napoleon's army.
Really?
And when he came to America, he took my great-great-grandmother Jane as his wife, although he did not, she was like his mistress. She was a slave.
Okay, let me make sure I got this right. Your great-great-grandfather?
Yeah.
Was a soldier in Napoleon's army?
Yeah. Uh-huh. His name was Gilbar. Gilbar.
So then your great-great-grandmother was his mistress?
Was his mistress. And when he was sick and dying, he asked his friend to take her as his slave. But he wanted to free her,
mm-hmm.
but since she was an adult, she could not be freed.
Really?
No, adult could not be freed. But mm-hmm. you see, he had freed his three children that he mm-hmm. had by her,
mm-hmm.
and sent all three of them to Ohio, to different Quaker families.
Mm-hmm.
His son, Aaron, finished Wilberforce and taught in Kentucky and died in the Civil War.
Oh my.
And Anna Catherine was a butterfly, so she danced on a one of those river boats on the Ohio.
Uh-huh.
And my grandmother came all the way to Oskaloosa, Iowa with the Quakers. My grandfather ran away because he was born in Arkansas.
And, so he escaped?
And he escaped and took his father, his brother's name. His brother's name was George. His name was Joseph, but his brother's name was George. And he took his brother's name and ran away because his brother was free. And they kept him hidden in Kansas City for a year.
Oh, really?
Because he was an escaped slave.
Uh-huh.
And then he finally came up to Oskaloosa, where he married my grandmother.
And then they?
They had three children.
Had three children.
My mother
uh-huh.
and her two sisters. And her sister, her oldest sister, is the one that had the triplets, the Lucas triplets.
Wow, that must have been exciting. Triplets didn't happen that
often. Oh, no, but she had the triplets.
Well, I can imagine she needed some help with three
babies.
Yeah,
that's why my mother
yeah.
went there to live with her in Grinnell. And her husband was a baker.
Uh-huh.
And John Lucas.
Well, aren't you glad that your mother got to Grinnell?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And, it worked out good.
And, you know, why I know so much about our history is my mother was a great storyteller.
Uh-huh.
And see, she would tell us all about the slaves and what happened to them. And my grandfather's, who was a Craig, he escaped, and then his family finally were freed, you know, after the Civil War, and they moved to Pueblo, Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the most beautiful members of his family.
Uh-huh.
Oh boy, they were gorgeous.
So
because they were mixed with Indian
uh-huh.
and white.
Oh
and
my,
white.
Yeah.
And I wish I had those pictures. One's name was Americus. Other name was, what was her name? She lived in Tacoma. Nettie. Her name was Nettie.
Uh-huh.
She lived in Tacoma, Washington. And And my father's mother was from Guinea. Mm-hmm. And she was very, very small. She was about 5 feet, because my father was only 5'8". Mm-hmm. And she had, and her husband was over 6 feet.
Oh, really?
And they lived in Texas. And Texas must have been a territory at that time. Because I don't know whether she had been a slave or what, but I know that they married in Texas. Mm-hmm. And she had these three boys, Will, Dave, and Lee Augustus, who was my father.
Lee Augustus?
Lee Augustus.
I like that. Sounds very distinguished.
And you know, my father was 96 when he died in 1945.
Did your mother die first?
No.
No.
No, okay. He died in 45. Mama didn't die until 61.
Okay, how old was she when she died?
87.
Okay. Good long lives.
Yeah, and I see my sister, not my sister next to me, my next oldest sister, she was 91. And she died in 97.
I bet it was wonderful listening to your mom tell those stories.
I'm the only one. I used to sit on her lap all the time. Mama, tell me a story. Yeah. Mama, tell me a story. And she would just sit there in the evening and tell me all these things. Cause nobody else listened to her. Mama talk too much. Mama talk too much. But I love to hear her tell. And some of the stories that she told me, you would really believe in spirits. Mm-hmm. Because of all, and because she said that my grandfather was 14 years old when he was sold to New Orleans.
14?
At 14. Mm-hmm. And that's the first time he had been away from his mother. And he was sold to a plantation in Algiers. And he was so unhappy and so upset. Because you know he was the last boy, and they had fed, and he was just a baby, and he just couldn't get. So, in order to make himself sick, he ate fat meat, drank swamp water, and put tobacco juice in his eyes.
My gosh!
So, naturally, you know, he was partly dying because of the tobacco juice. And so they wouldn't keep it in Algiers, you know. You're no good if you can't work.
Yeah.
So they sold him back to New Orleans. And he was sold to a plantation in Mississippi across the river. And the overseer was a nice overseer. And my grandfather carried on and had such a fit. And see, my grandfather was very fair. So consequently, you know, he was a house slave, and he was a valet to the master. And the overseer said, "Get me some money from your master's pocket. And at a certain time of the moon, you can run away. And a certain time of the moon," that's what he did. That's when he ran away. And how he got back to Arkansas, I don't know.
But he did.
He did run away, and then he couldn't stay in Arkansas because he was a runaway slave. And so then he ran all up to, he got to Kansas City, Kansas. And that's where they hid him for a year.
And he had, like, the blindness, partial blindness?
Yeah, he was partially blind. All the rest of his life, he was partially blind, but he was a barber. And when he got to Grinnell, he was his own lawyer. He sued practically everybody in Grinnell. If he had been white, he would have been a judge. Even though, you see, he didn't have that much education.
But he must have been smart.
He was. And my sister, who worked in the Congressional Library, my sister Alice, she was just like my grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
She sued practically everybody. And she lived in Suitland, Maryland, and she sued about everybody there. And she was going to, and you know, so what she did, she sued in small court, claims court.
Uh-huh.
And when she came here, she was 88 years old, she was going to start that here, but she didn't live long enough.
Almost sounds like it was a sport or something.
It was fun. I don't know whether she, I don't know why she sued, but everybody, that she's just like my grandpa. I don't know whether, and whatever he sued about, it was something that somebody had done in Grinnell.
Yeah.
You know, who,
uh-huh.
It was against what he thought they should do to a black
uh-huh.
person.
Yeah. Well, good for him. You know,
yeah,
he
that's
was
what
fighting
I said.
For his
he
rights.
Fought. He
yeah.
fought for his rights.
People
yeah.
have to do that. Or
yeah.
They get walked on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, we came from a bunch of fighters.
Good for you.
And my mother, she always, that's another thing she always told us, she says, never go to a cow's tail. Always go to his head.
Well, that's good advice.
See, that was excellent advice.
Yeah.
And because she says, the tail doesn't know anything.
Yeah. Very good point.
Yeah.
Well, were some of those stories kind of scary for you as a kid?
No, because she didn't make them scary.
Okay.
And it just seemed like part of living.
Uh-huh.
When she told us the story, you know, she said that one of the slave masters had killed his wife, and he married a beautiful young girl from Baltimore. And, you know, they used to have those latches
mm-hmm.
to the bedroom door.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that, one of the maids that worked upstairs said, that they couldn't keep that door locked. Couldn't keep it latched because every night they'd hear a latch.
Really?
And it was open.
Wow.
And then she talked about, you know, they always had, if they didn't have the kitchen outdoor, they had it down the basement.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that evidently the slaves, you know, they would help slaves who were running away and they would hide them behind the wall. In the house,
mm-hmm.
and she said all and somebody had gotten killed or something. And she said that all the pans every time they'd put the pans up on that wall, they'd all come down.
Really,
mm-hmm.
wow.
So she, that's all. Those
yeah.
were all the kind of stories
uh-huh.
my mother told. And I that's why I said I don't go see anything because I said Mama told me about all of the things
yeah.
that happened to people.
Yeah,
like the, you know, because you know everybody's going to see the color purple.
Yeah.
And I said, I don't need to go see the color purple. Mama told me all about that, so I'm not going to go see it. No, I don't need to see it.
Yeah, you don't need to. You heard about it, right?
I heard about it firsthand.
Yeah.
So I don't need to hear about it. And to me, it was very depressing when the people, there's things that happen to people and there's nothing they can do about it.
Oh, I know.
See,
me
that's,
too.
You know, I want, if something's happened, I want to do something about it.
Right. If you can't do anything, then it just kind of eats at you.
Oh, yes, it just,
yeah.
oh, it's just too much.
Yeah, I'm the same way.